follow the money. Here in Hawaii, defense spending is described as one of the legs of a three-legged stool in our economy. And to better understand its impact on the business community, there's a new tool available. The State Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism and the U.S. Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment have just launched a new website. It analyzes DoD contracts and grants awarded here in the islands. The state's defense industry specialist, John Green, spoke with our producer, Lillian Tsang, about the online project.
When you come to the website, it gives a breakdown as far as how many active duty people are here, how many people are in the Guard and Reserve, and then the civilian workforce for the Department of Defense. So we give some past and present issues related to the military, obviously 2020 being the most recent, and we see the impact that the COVID pandemic has had upon the state, specifically as it relates to RIMPAC in 2020. And how it was all based at sea this year and limited impact on land. We look at the key installations here within Hawaii. We highlight the Pacific Missile Range on Kauai. We also highlight Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. It's the largest industrial area within our state. And we also highlight Tripler Army Medical Center. We want to let the general public know about the diverse nature of defense impact, and those are pretty diverse installations. We also look at the spending within our state. We can look at the top contractors, the small businesses that are impacted. We want to see how this impacts each county. Obviously, Honolulu County has the greatest impact when it comes to military spending simply because of the number of bases that are here, but that doesn't mean that other islands aren't impacted as well. Pacific Missile Range on Kauai is a large employer within Kauai County. We have the Supercomputer Center on Maui, which is funded through a grant from the Department of the Air Force through the University of Hawaii. And then obviously the Big Island of Waikoloa Training Ground. Military spending impacts hundreds of different industries and basically thousands of different companies locally and accounts for approximately 7.7% of our state's gross domestic product, second only to tourism. And it's maintained between 7 and 8% of our gross domestic product for at least the last 5 years. Defense spending has been stable, and we actually foresee it to grow.
Put some numbers on that.
Sure. So defense spending in Hawaii for fiscal year 2018, the latest year we have actual figures for, was approximately $7.2 billion. And of that $7.2 billion, $4.9 was for payroll for active duty, reserve, and direct hires from the federal government who support the Department of Defense. And $2.3 billion was in contract spending and procurement. So we're focused more upon that $2.3 billion and how it impacts our local businesses who do either direct contracting with the Department of Defense or who subcontract to other businesses doing prime contracting with the Department of Defense.
Can you give me examples of what sort of businesses would be contracted and what is procured?
Here in Hawaii, our major industries which work with the Department of Defense are shipbuilding and ship repair, the construction industry, as the military has a lot of different construction projects going on at many different bases, and then professional services. And specific to professional services are information technology and information awareness. So we want to basically improve the competitiveness of the local businesses and make sure they're also aware of, you know, how they can become more resilient should defense spending decrease in our state.
For a business who's hearing about this now, how can they utilize your website?
If a business is interested in government contracting, they can use this website to see how much money is being spent on a specific industry within our state. And they can also do a trend analysis. So we have the ability on the website to look back for several years and see how spending in specific industries have changed over time. And if you're a business with an industry and you want to know if government contracting is a right choice for you, you can and look at that trend and say, you know what, defense spending is increasing. It's something that I think would be a good opportunity to increase my revenue by being involved with it. And they can also look at other businesses within our state who have won contracts with the Department of Defense and possibly even partner with them. One of the drawbacks to local businesses working with the Department of Defense is that they don't have what's called past performance. And one of the great ways to establish that past performance is to work with an established contractor as a subcontractor. So we provide that information on our website as far as which local businesses are winning contracts under which industry and which department within the Department of Defense is actually awarding these contracts.
That's a lot of information to delve through. Also a great way to get your foot in the door.
Absolutely. Any way a business can build up their past performance, it's important for the government to know that if they're awarding a contract to a business, that they have the ability to perform on it. And that past experience lets the government know that those businesses are capable.
Really sounds like you guys went through a lot of thought to make it usable by the public.
Yeah, we did. It took a long time to launch it so it's publicly facing, and the information that there is, it's important information, but it's also conveyed in a way that's hopefully easily understood by those who look at the website.
And where did you obtain the data?
From various resources. When we're talking about the procurement dollars, one of the beauties about government contracting is that it's transparent, and the federal government uses what's called usaspending.gov, and also another site called the Federal Procurement Data System, where the general public can see where their tax dollars are being spent. And the problem with those sites is that it's not specific to one location. So one of the challenges for us was to make it all specific to Hawaii by extracting that information and just making it for Hawaii only.
Well, if somebody who's not as savvy with the web and doesn't like going online, is there something compatible for somebody who wants to just go speak to a person?
That's a good question. Currently, we've just kind of devoted it towards the public-facing website. There are other resource partners that are devoted to contracting in general. And while DOD contracting makes up probably 90% of the government contracting within our state, they could probably reach out to Small Business Development Center or the Hawaii Procurement and Technical Assistance Center that deals specifically with small businesses and deals specifically with contracting. So I would probably say to reach out to one of them. You know, as we transition and grow into greater understanding of what defense means to Hawaii, we're also looking at workforce development. There's no other sector of our economy that impacts so many other industries as defense does. It's a buzzword now as far as diversification, resiliency is concerned, but defense can actually be seen as a driver of demand when it comes to workforce. How can we use defense to impact our skilled labor here in Hawaii? Because there's industries that have a lot of flexibility that can work both within the Department of Defense, but outside within the commercial sector or residential sector. How do we diversify our workforce and be not so reliant upon one sector of our economy?
Workforce is definitely something that we're interested in. You know, how are people trying to pivot during COVID? How are people looking to change careers? Is there a link that helps people learn more about workforce on the site?
Not yet. We're actually in phase two of three phases of our grant with the Department of Defense. And even though phase three was more devoted to workforce development, because of the situation we're in with related to COVID and the loss of the major sector of our state's economy, we've started to focus more on what phase three will look like. So we've done some surveys of local businesses specific to workforce, and we're focused on information technology, the construction and engineering industry, and then ship repair, because those industries probably have the most flexibility to work within and without DOD dollars being spent in it.
That was John Green. He's with the state's Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. He says phase three of the Hawaii Defense Economy website, which will focus on jobs, is slated to roll out sometime in the next 6 months. Find links to this story at hawaiipublicradio.org.